I'm visiting with Kel Kelly with GrowMark. And first of all, Kel, tell me what you do for the company.
Well, I am in charge of economic and market research here at GrowMark, which is pretty much just what it sounds like. I do both research on the macro economy and commodity markets in particular, especially as it relates to oil and gas and corn, soybeans, and wheat, which we focus on. And my group also does work on the marketplace, the agricultural marketplace, obtaining different data and customer and marketplace surveys and things like that to help our people running different wholesale operations and member companies to get a better idea of their marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a new report out on stocks and stocks to use ratio and how meaningful they might be for price determination. Tell us a little bit about this project, this report, and what it is that you were really taking a look at.
Yeah, well, I wanted to understand the effect of stocks and the stocks to use ratio on prices, since it's commonly referred to as a price driver. And I come from outside of the ag industry, so I've not spent years understanding that, so I wanted to investigate it. And so when I obtained all of the data and looked at the big picture from multiple angles, what I learned was that the level of stocks, or the stocks to use ratio, though it moves inversely with price, which is primarily, I think, because what affects stocks the most is the level of production the most, and also along that with that supply. When supply moves, prices respond very much, all else being equal. So, but there's an inverse relationship between stocks, or the stocks to use ratio, and prices, but that those things do not set the overall price level. So, for example, if corn prices, and that was a large focus, we had four crops in our study, corn was one heavily focused on, if corn prices are at a level of, trading in a range of $3 to $4, let's say, as they did for, well, no, let's say $1 to $2, as they did for many years, big reduction in supply and reduction in stocks might drive prices up to the top of that range and vice versa, but it would not make prices double or triple as they did in 2006, 2007, 2008. And that it's only an increased quantity of money, an increased quantity of spending in that market that can raise the overall price levels. And stocks to use ratios are inversely correlated with price within whatever price level has been set at the time.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, I think, kind of have a fear of running out of stocks, and your report kind of looked at how real that fear is. What did you find in relation to that?
Yeah, we looked at that from a data perspective and from the perspective of interviewing people. And indeed, the people we interviewed said, yes, well, there is a fear and there are concerns and so forth. But then when we really narrowed down specific years and where there were low stocks and stocks to use and production and supply even, we found that, well, yes, they were concerned, but not enough to really make sure they could acquire additional corn. So, for example, they would substitute. They would, ethanol producers, for example, would shut down plants, especially those furthest away where transportation costs were a factor and so forth. And farmers raising livestock would substitute corn for, which is necessarily their lowest cost food to begin with, which is why they're using it. They would substitute it for other slightly more costly foods, including out-of-date candy bars, we found out. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, really?
But then also in the big picture, if you look at all of the market participants in general, you know, when there's stocks are low and supply is low, there seems to be a real lack of corn. They don't import more. Imports are virtually zero, and they never rise. Nor do they compensate by exporting less. They could compete with those other market participants that are taking the exports, and they could bid up the price and take those exports. In other words, there is corn available, and it's produced all around the world all year long, not just once a year, as it is in any particular country. And so the corn is always available. It's there, but people don't seem to really use it or pay more to use it, which means it's not worth it to their end customers down the distribution line, that end customers can use something else instead. That's what seems to be implied. And further, if we just look at the data, there simply aren't that many years where there is a low stock level, low production level, and prices really just spike. In 1990, I think, 5 and 6 was the main one that comes to mind. That seemed to have happened, but there aren't other years where prices really moved dramatically that were not in proportion with the change in production. And so there really just usually doesn't seem to be a true panic, even though people state that there's a concern.
If people would like to maybe get more information or perhaps learn more from this report that you've put together, where can I point them to?
The simplest way is probably for them to just go to Google and type in GrowMark stocks or stocks to use or my name, Cal Kelly, and it will appear there as a PDF, and they can just click on the link and open it.
We'll definitely make sure that link gets into the report that we're going to do. And I want to thank you very much, Cal Kelly, with GrowMark, talking about a new research report on stocks and stocks to use ratio and how that are they meaningful for price determination. So thank you again very much, Kel, for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.